Jesus just told us a couple more stories. Actually, what really Jesus told us were a couple of riddles. Do you know what a riddle is? What's a riddle? Yeah. Yeah, it's something. That's a perfect explanation. We're going to have to tell it to them later. It's like a story that you don't get the full explanation and you have to figure it out, right? And Jesus told us about 7 different riddles just now. And he wants us to try to figure them out. But here's the thing. He told all sorts of different types of riddles so that all sorts of different types of people could try to figure it out. He told riddles for farmers, and he told riddles for fishermen, and he told riddles for merchants, and he told riddles for scholars, all of these different things, so that all sorts of different people could try to figure these things out. See, Jesus wants us to think about what life with him is like. And we don't always have the clearest picture of what that means. But Jesus wants us to think about it anyways. How cool is that? Yeah, Jesus wants to think about him a lot, and that's a good thing, right? Yeah, so here's what I want us to do. First of all, I'm going to need your help this morning. So if you would like to go back to your seat, you definitely can, but we got to help these people figure out the riddles that Jesus told us this morning. So if you'd like, if when we're done, do you want to just sit at this pew and help me out and make sure they understand what we're doing? Can you help me do that? Excellent. Thanks, guys. But there's 2 things we should do before we do that. What do you think they are?
Lollipop.
Lollipop and we'll pray together. How's that? So let's fold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us pray and concentrate. Dear God, thank you for giving to us all sorts of riddles that we might continue to think about you and to think about how much you love us. Thank you for sending to us Jesus who helps us to figure all of these things out along the way. For we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.